Furniture, clothes, meals, travel. That's what some Washington state lawmakers are buying with money left over from their political campaigns. This so-called surplus campaign spending gets little scrutiny. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports in collaboration with the Seattle Times.
Back in January, Republican State Senator Doug Erickson attended President Donald Trump's inauguration.
Because this moment is your moment, it belongs to you.
3 days after the inauguration, on January 23rd, Erickson was scheduled to begin a temporary job working for the president at the Environmental Protection Agency. That same day, Erickson paid a $2,000 bill at the Embassy Suites Hotel in Washington, D.C., with money left over from his state legislative campaign. In recent months, Erickson has also used surplus campaign funds to pay the tab at pubs and restaurants in D.C. and to buy airline tickets. Erickson declined to answer questions about his surplus spending, but in an email he said, "All surplus fund expenditures are related to conducting my duties as an elected official."
There might be a perfectly legitimate public office-related activity going on.
That's Evelyn Fielding Lopez. Until recently, she was director of Washington's Public Disclosure Commission, the state's campaign finance watchdog. She says the rule with surplus campaign funds is they can be used to cover unreimbursed public office-related expenses. So in Erickson's case, that would be expenses related to his job as a state lawmaker. Lopez adds that elected officials have to be able to show it was appropriate to use surplus funds.
You are going to need to document that. You're going to need to keep your records and have to be ready to explain, should you be questioned, what you used the funds for and how it was connected with your public office.
Records show that since Election Day, more than a dozen Washington lawmakers have dipped into leftover campaign cash to pay for everything from cell phones to meals out to travel. Take State Representative Marcus Riccielli, a Democrat from Spokane. During the legislative session, he used surplus funds to fly home to see his wife and kids.
I go back almost every weekend to be with my family, and I want to be in Spokane, quite frankly, on the weekends. That's also a chance for me to meet with constituents, even if it's not formally.
Other surplus spenders include Republican State Senator Ann Rivers. Since January, she's spent $8,000 on office furnishings and supplies to cozy up her legislative office in Olympia. Rivers says she didn't want taxpayers to pay for that, but she felt comfortable using leftover campaign contributions.
The people who gave me that money would want me to know that I was doing the very best to be the best legislature that I could, creating a warm and welcoming environment where people can come in my office and problem solve.
It's not just furniture. Other lawmakers use surplus funds to buy suits and ties, for dry cleaning, and even to have shoes resold. And then there's a whole other category of surplus spending, charitable contributions. Most are small dollar, but one in particular stands out. In March, State Representative Eric Pettigrew, a Seattle Democrat, wrote a $13,000 check out of his surplus account to the Filipino Community of Seattle, a nonprofit. Pettigrew says he was motivated to write that check because of how President Trump's policies might affect immigrants in his legislative district.
I thought it was just really important that I look at those organizations that are working with folks who are English as a second language and first generation families, given kind of the environment that we stepped into right off the bat in January.
Evelyn Fielding Lopez says the Public Disclosure Commission is rarely asked to formally investigate the use of surplus funds. But she cautions that lawmakers should always consider the message it sends.
We don't actually want to micromanage how people are using their campaign funds, but we do want them to be mindful of the appropriateness.
And she notes that items lawmakers buy with surplus funds, furniture, clothes, iPhones, belong to their campaigns, not to them. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.